Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Tech Podcast. Today we're going to discuss this idea of being debt-free. It's more of an idea. It's a reality for some people, and it's not a reality for other people. And so I started looking into this a bit more. I've discussed the fact that I sold my car a while back to really... The primary goal was to sort of simplify and force myself to walk, basically. I'm close enough where I can walk to work, so it's like it's forced me to do that, and I've gotten used to that new lifestyle to the point where I really enjoy walking and sometimes riding my bike, depending on the weather. And it's become something that I really look forward to. It's a really just enjoyable experience, you know, getting outside and getting some exercise. And but one of the things that that experience sort of jump started for me, and this was about like maybe about a year ago at this point, maybe not quite a year. But there was a secondary sort of something that came out of this, which was when I sold the car, it just sort of jump-started me paying down some of the debt that I had lingering. And, you know, living a very minimalist lifestyle and really just focusing on living simply and like, being motivated to pay down some debt. Like, I paid off all my credit cards, which was, you know, just... it's always an annoying thing, or just like a frustrating and annoying thing, because you know you don't get the immediate gratification of like buying something and getting anything. You're just like spending money and not really seeing anything. But you know, I stuck with it, and after probably about 6 months, it's like the credit cards are gone, and. The other thing that this is sort of brought up was this idea that, you know, we, you know, now this is financial advice. Talk to a financial advisor about anything I'm going to discuss here. But it brought up this idea of like living debt free, which is something that, and I looked at the statistics. So according to what I saw, as of like 2021, less than a quarter of people live debt-free. So I don't know if that statistic is still valid or not, or if it you know even was valid at the point. But that's the number that I saw, and it's really interesting to think about, because a lot of people, what's sort of normal for people is like as soon as they hit adulthood, a lot of folks just immediately take on debt. It's like what's normal is don't worry about how you're going to pay for school, just go and you'll figure it out later, right? And then you either, you know, you, by the time you graduate, it's like you can get a credit card generally, right? Or as soon as you start working, either way. And then it's like, well, don't worry about having the money to pay for that thing. You'll pay for it later. And then, you know, people need a vehicle. So it's like, well, you know, we know you don't have the money to just buy it cash. So just don't worry about it. Like, get a loan for it, you know? The bank will own it. And then, you know, as long as you can reasonably make payments on it, like the bank will give you a loan, and then eventually if you pay it off, then the bank will then give you the title, you know, which they held, because there's the ones who owned your vehicle, that, you know, as long as you had the loan, and they were loaning it to you to use. And then if you want to get a house, it's like, well, let's take a look at how much money you're making and make an assessment on what your payments can be. And then same thing. It's like it's very easy to stay in debt for a very long time. In fact, some people action to the flip side of that, make a living out of sort of managing debt. This is not a saying of like you shouldn't have any debt or you should have debt. I'm just, for me, what's interesting is as I've gone through this process of like walking, and originally I felt sort of awkward about doing it because most people don't walk sort of in the way that I do, right? Most people just have a car. So I'm sort of like, you could look at me walking and just assume things about me because of that, right? But then I started thinking, like, most of the people, and I don't know the percentage at all, but like a lot of the folks driving these vehicles don't own them, right? They have a loan for them. And I could easily go out and get a loan for a vehicle tomorrow. I'm grateful I'm in the position to do that, and I could do it. And occasionally I'll look at them. And then what's changed is what I say to myself is like, not, oh, I could afford the monthly payment for this type of vehicle or that type of vehicle, right? It's more like, do I have the cash, or how much cash do I have to buy a vehicle outright? And again, no, this is advice. I'm not saying do it or not, but for me, that's an interesting proposition, right? Like, how much do I need to save up? Or how long do I need to save up to actually just pay cash for the vehicle? And really, if you think about it this way, like if you, let's say you get a 6-year loan on a vehicle, right? Which is like, I think feel like that's more common these days now. They're like the loan terms are extending, but like you get a 3 to 6 year loan on a vehicle. And like, that's one way to do it. Or you could just walk for 6 years or 4 years or whatever it is, depending on a term or whatever, 3 years, whatever you want to do or can do. And like, instead of doing that, like there is an option that says, like, let me save up the money first before I do the thing, before I spend the money. It's weird to say it like out loud because it is a mental shift that goes against the normal culture, right? Like, imagine if you were to not buy a vehicle until you had the money to pay cash for it, or not go to school until you had the money to pay cash for it, or not get a car, or not go to, not get a house until you had the money to pay cash for it. Like, that's interesting. It's interesting. And it's something that some people do. And if you didn't come from money, and you didn't have, the silver spoon experience or whatever, it's not impossible to do. It's like if you have a loan for a car, if you have the luxury of like where you could commute without a vehicle to wherever you work, or you work remotely, wherever it is, like, there is the option to kind of do what I have done, which is like let go of the car, just sell the car. I mean, when I sold mine, I had owned it for a while, but when I first got it, I did have a loan, like a lot of folks, So this is it's weird to talk about it because some of the things I say, they are paradigm shifts for me. And I think that I mention these because they seem to be the not the normal thing. It's not normal for people to think like this, or at least that's how not how the society is set up and not how the way that we're marketed to, right? But you don't even need, well, I'm just avoiding like the whole advice thing, but like it really, I'm trying to explain this, especially to folks who maybe haven't experienced this yet. The closer I get to becoming debt free, the thing that's changed emotionally about it, it's kind of weird. It's like, it's almost, I don't want to say it's more stressful, but it's like, it's a different feeling to really like sacrifice and hold back and not spend money up front, you know? Like, technically, I'm in the position to gain a lot more debt, right? I could focus on lifestyle, get the vehicle, you know, and other things, because society says that you can afford it. But the whole idea of like, you can afford it, is a weird phrase, because generally used to describe what you can get a loan for, or what you could pay with a credit card or some sort of long-term loan or short-term loan. Like, it's not like saying you can afford it should mean that you can buy it cash. That's what I can afford something actually should mean, in my opinion. So shifting the mindset to like if I went to a car dealership tomorrow, right? They run my credit and they look at income and whatever they have to look at, right? And then they will tell me, well, you can afford this payment. Like, that's how it's presented, right? Like, you can afford whatever that is, right? This much a month. But it's like, no, like, there's another way to look at it, which is like, what's the price of the car? Can you buy it now or not? And again, it's like, it's not saying you need to, but like, can you? And if you can't, then like, what's the point? I mean, you know, like, there's things people have to do. I get it. You got to do what you got to do. And in certain cases, like, it makes sense. Like, you know, for you, like, maybe if you wanted to get, you know, again, not financial advice, but like, if you wanted to, maybe it makes sense for people to get a mortgage, right? As opposed to renting and things like that. There's like decisions that you and your financial advisor need to make. But, you know, you need to make, or, you know, if you want to consult with a professional, like, that's, there's different ways to decide how you want to live this life. But living with this sort of like newer mentality, which has really stemmed from just the constant simplification over the past several years, where I don't focus on the stuff anymore the way that I used to. In fact, I did an exercise a couple weeks ago where, like, I recognized that some of the things that I have trouble, have difficulty letting go of in terms of, like, minimalism, and some of the things that were actually holding the most emotional weight were things that I didn't even own. So let me explain this. I'll use the vehicle thing because it's just an easy, like, example. Let's say in my mind I had this vehicle, like, this is the car I want to have, you know? It's this color, and it's got these wheels on it, and it's, you know, it's this model and make and year and whatever. Like, this is the one, and I, you know, sort of use that as almost like telling myself it's kind of a motivation or something like that, but it's like something out there that I want, I crave, I'm like, I want it, you know? I think about it, you know, I'm like, it's, even though I don't own it, I am holding on to that. And that thing. And so it really, really tripped me out, or like, which really like surprised me, was I started looking at those things. What are the things that I'm set on in my mind that I want to get, that I want to acquire, that I want to have, that I want to possess? And practicing letting go of those things, like, that is another, that was a paradigm shift. Like, I've gone through the process of like minimizing the, you know, the clothes and everything, like, you know, to not, I wouldn't consider myself an extreme minimalist yet, but I'm kind of moving in that direction. And like, that I was shocked and surprised of how much I was holding on to, and how much, like, because when you get rid of physical things that you have, sometimes like, it's hard, there's an emotional thing, like, you didn't realize, like, you try to get rid of the physical possession and like all this emotion comes up, you didn't realize it was there. I understand that, because I've kind of been through that. But what I didn't understand is that that same experience can happen to things that you don't even own yet, things that you want. And so I let go of that thing, you know, I let it go, like that, going back to like a car example, like that car, that shiny car with the, you know, with the wheels and the paint and the seats and everything else, like, I let it go. It's like, that process was surprisingly emotional, and in, I want to say it's almost harder than letting go of some of the things that you actually do have. So this process of letting go is, it's like, whew, there's so much stuff we're holding on to. And you know, you start to ask yourself, like, how much of this stuff did I want in order to impress others, or get acceptance from others, or to like soothe some emotional pain, right? Or to try to prove something to somebody else. It's like, the more that I've like sort of walked and gotten into that mind frame and shifted that thought process to say, like, you know, what's to say that I'm not in a better position walking than a lot of these folks are, driving whatever cars that they have, right? There literally can be a person driving like a, you know, fancy car, whatever, and financially, like, you know, and also maybe they're much better off. That's a possibility also. I'm not saying that it's not a thing. Or maybe they, you know, maybe they're one of those people who like are sort of like the non-debt folks. So I'm continuing this journey, and I'm really, excuse me, I'm sorry. I really hope that didn't come through. I'm really, I'm really just, I'm feeling different. There is a different feeling. Because what I think is, a lot of people get confused between lifestyle and wealth. A lot of people think that wealth is lifestyle, but it's not necessarily that at all. Like, lifestyle could mean, you know, driving the fancy car, doing the vacations, doing all the stuff, and being completely broke or in debt. Whereas wealth, like, the things that I value now are like, if I need something, you know, if I need something, like just, I need new shoes, basically, right, because I'm walking a lot, you know, and so, like, I just went and looked for the best pair of shoes that I could possibly get. I didn't even have to worry, you know, about the cost, right, because obviously I'm not just going to be, like, throwing money out there, but even the experience of looking for what I wanted was more about what I needed and what I, very specifically, what was the best thing, as opposed to, like, you know, like, I think when you're habitually shopping and stuff, like, you'll look for deals, like, what's on sale, because you're trying to get the most amount of stuff for the cheapest price. You're trying to stretch your budget as far as you can to in acquiring as much things as you can. But when you're not trying to acquire anything, or you're trying to acquire very little things, or as little as you possibly can, then you can just like, when you need the thing, you can just get it. It's not a big deal. You know, and I know, like, a lot of, I've seen folks that are, like, middle class, or maybe middle, lower middle class kind of thing, where it's like they're feeling very sort of poor, I guess, but they have a lot of stuff. They have so many things, and it's like they're holding on to the things so tightly. Whereas, like, on the opposite side, like, you start letting go of this stuff, it puts you in a different emotional space where you just feel, it's kind of hard to describe. And, you know, like, some people understand it because maybe they've gone through this transition, or maybe you're already on the other side of this, and so you don't know what I'm talking about. But it's like there is a different feeling. So as you're going from sort of life of debt and the normal life to, like, you know, moving towards wealth and towards being debt free, it changes. Like, it changes. I wish I could describe this better. It's a strange feeling. It's a strange feeling. But I listened to, I don't know, I just happened to catch, like, the end of this, like, popular finance radio talk show host kind of guy, like, as I was thinking through this stuff. And they were saying, like, it's one of those call-in shows, and they had a caller call in and ask, like, what they should do with their money. And he was just explaining that, like, he doesn't take out loans for anything. Which was, to me, like, it's a newer concept, because that's what everybody does. Like, that's the people that I grew up around, like, that's what they do. The people that I see in the world, like, that's what they do. They just buy things, you know, like, again, the house, the car, the everything. Like, everything's a loan. The goal is to, like, pay it off at some point, ideally. But it was interesting to see that as I was thinking about it. And to really kind of reinforced this new thought process, which is not crazy. It's just like living below your means. That's really all it is. Are you living below your means? Are you living level with your means? Are you living, like, above your means? Like, you know, where are you at in the means scale? Personally, like, I think it's really easy to, like, to live, like, kind of, if you think you're level with your means, but you're really, like, above, living above your means or beyond your means, like, you know, like, you, it's easy. because it's because you, you know, can you really afford the thing if you need a loan for it? You might want, there's a difference between like having the cash for it and getting a loan for some reason. Like maybe there's some cash flow reason, I don't know. But like there's a difference between like being able to pay for it and getting a loan versus like you have to get a loan in order to pay for it. I just see this as like something that I just feel more grounded about. And I guess I'm not trying to give advice. I'm just like, if someone out there is listening to this concept and like maybe has a chance to make a mind shift, you know, and potentially benefits for some of this stuff. Again, not advice, but like, I'm just trying to communicate that it's almost because like all of the society and marketing and everything else is like so focused on things that involve debt, it feels normal. So when you are focused on not having debt, it almost doesn't feel normal. It feels kind of countercultural, but it doesn't feel bad, you know? It's like you have to change the thinking or not go with the flow, I guess. That's kind of how it is. It's like you slow down and you're walking and you're seeing the flow of all these cars like going past, right? And it's like grounding where like you're potentially more firmly rooted in reality and grounded in reality. And so anyway, you know, God willing, I'll be able to just like continue this journey and hopefully get out of the rest of this like fairly quickly. And and continue to just like move on to the next thing. And man, it's weird. It's so weird. But I really appreciate this minimalism lifestyle and just this essentialist lifestyle. There's nothing at the moment that I like want for, and I'm grateful for that. You know, and there's a lot of folks who are having a really hard time out there, and I just, man, it's like, you know, I hope things improve, like, you know, and you know, it's a crazy wild time. So I appreciate you listening. I hope this is helpful in some way. You know, leave a comment, and let me know like what you want to hear. Like, is this stuff entertaining? Because that's all I'm here for. So leave a comment on you know, Apple Podcast or on Spotify if that's where you listen to it, and let me know what you think about this like debt-free experience. Like, are you debt-free? Are you living that debt-free life? Is this something that you're moving towards? You know, curious about that. So, thanks again for listening. Take care.